Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Australia is to proceed on a vote on the issue of same-sex marriage, and quite understandably, campaigners there are looking to Ireland for expertise. The director of Australians for Equality is Tiernan Brady, one of the leaders of the campaign here in 2015. Afternoon, Tiernan.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, could you start by explaining the nature of the vote that's going to take place? Because as I understand it, it's not quite the same as a referendum.
No, it's a very convoluted process they've come up down here in Australia. Originally, this was supposed to be a plebiscite, which is almost a referendum. It's just what we would call a referendum, which is a straight up and down vote where everybody votes. But that didn't pass Parliament. But the government wanted to have a public vote on this because the government is split on the issue, and the public vote seems a good way to get around that. So they have asked the Australian Bureau of Statistics to do a full national postal survey, they're calling it, but in reality it is a referendum as we would know it, and that goes out to everybody in Australia in about 10 days' time. And, you know, the court case, the High Court ruled today that it can go ahead, so we're off to the races.
If it's yes or no, does that have a legal force?
No, it doesn't. Of course, this, one of the challenging things about this process is this is a piece of political machinery that's not legally or politically required. So it will go back to Parliament. We've always made the case here, you know, as the national campaign, that Parliament should just do its job. There's a majority of parliamentarians in favour of it, but the majority comes from within each party. And of course, the parties aren't working together. And the government has a pretty hefty minority, at least, that are against marriage equality. Mm-hmm. So this is the process they've come up with. If it's a yes vote, a significant majority of Parliament have already said, no matter, you know, once the people vote yes, they will vote this through. So we're hopeful that, you know, we could see the end of this, you know, remarkable journey by Christmas.
Would all the various political parties in the Australian Parliament allow a free vote on this?
Yes, they've all committed to that. The opposition parties were quite happy to have a free vote now without a political public voting process. But the government has got its way on this point. So the Prime Minister you know, and the leaders of all the political parties have made clear, you know, that if there's a yes vote, that will go straight back to Parliament, and they will have a private member's bill, and every member of Parliament will be allowed to vote with their conscience at that stage. And indeed, quite a significant number of parliamentarians have already said, even though they're against marriage equality, that if the people vote yes, they will vote yes on the bill as well.
And this kind of postal vote, is there much experience of this in Australia? What does the turnout tend to be?
There's not a tither of experience. This is a convoluted process, unfortunately. Australia has compulsory voting, so everybody has to vote or else you get a fine in the post. So this will be the first voluntary process that they've had, certainly in living memory, and the first thing that almost is a plebiscite. Pretty much they've done about three plebiscites in the last 100 years. So they don't have the type of machinery we would have at home, where we have, you know, a referendum commission. You know, we like our public votes. We do a couple of them a year at this stage. And, you know, Australia doesn't do its business that way. So one of the big challenges of the campaign we'll face is this is the country's first non-compulsory vote in living memory. So it will be a remarkably similar campaign to what we would have in Ireland or probably most of Europe or America, where A, you're making the case for marriage equality, but B, you're also working to get out the vote.
Now, at the moment, as I understand it as well, the polls are giving the 59% odd majority for marriage equality. In from your experience, how does the landscape differ from the Irish campaign, do you think?
I suppose there's a couple of things. One, there's an awful lot of similarities. The polling is very similar and very solid. It's been pretty much between 59 and 65 for the last 3 years. So in that regard, it's very solid. And the reasons people are for it are very similar to Ireland, you know, very much about fairness and equality and just letting people get on with their lives, which is, you know, very much the gist behind the campaign we had at home. The challenging differences here is there's probably, obviously, there's a huge geographical scale issue. This is a continent that's bigger than Europe. And that means the campaign isn't going to roll into town everywhere like it would have done, you know, at home in Ireland by and large. And it's a country of multiple religions and multiple ethnic communities. So there are well over 2 million people in Australia who speak a non-English language when they go home in the evening after work. So there's a lot of different dimensions here that we've had to think through over the last 14 months as we put together the campaign.
Is the tone largely the same as it was during the Irish campaign?
It's a little rougher, to be honest. I think part of that is, you know, there's a long track record and history here of, you know, tough and rough and tumble debate. But I also think probably, you know, we're living in post-Trump and post-Brexit. And I think, you know, there seems to be permission to say things about people and, you know, to be pretty disrespectful in a way that probably didn't exist before those two votes. So, you know, we're really conscious of it. This probably is the single biggest difference with Ireland. You know, we're working very hard to make sure this is a respectful tone and to make sure that the supporters of marriage equality, you know, don't rise to the bait when terrible things are said about them, you know, in the national media. And so far we've been very good. And of course, I think lesbian and gay people and their mums and dads and supporters in general, you know, want to win this in a positive way because, you know, the same as Ireland, the one thing we all knew at home and here was we're all going to have to wake up the day after this happens and share the same country. So the journey we have as we make this happen has to be one that's respectful insofar as we can make it respectful and one that tries to bring people together because, you know, winning, and we said this at home and I always say it here, winning isn't the same as beating someone. Really, if you want to win for lesbian and gay people, then you have to be in the business of trying to persuade people to actually allow lesbian and gay people just to have the same respect and dignity. And you don't do that by beating people over the head. So there's going to be a lot of discipline required over the next 7 to 8 weeks.
Mm. The arguments that are being ranged against you, you know, during the Irish debate, there was a range of different arguments, but they were kind of quasi-legalistic ones about it changes the nature of marriage, etc. Are those the kind of arguments that are being put to you?
There's a bit of that, but I think there's a very similar thing happening here as there was in Ireland. You know, there's an awful lot of red herrings. I think the no side here understand that, you know, the polling for the last 10 years has shown a majority in favour of marriage equality. Australia has one of the highest approval ratings of marriage equality in the world. In fact, you know, it has a higher approval rating than most countries that have marriage equality. So the Australian people are pretty solid on the issue. So I think one of the big features that we've seen in the No Sides campaign over the last 3 weeks, and we'll see a lot more of it over the next 7 or 8, is they understand that they can't win the issue directly and that kind of more philosophical argument about marriage. And they've moved on to trying to make it about other things, even though we know it's not. So everything from bedrooms to bathrooms to political correctness. So if we literally have a former prime minister who said the vote on marriage equality is not about marriage equality. It's about political correctness. And so, you know, these are tactics we've seen a bit of at home, but we're seeing a lot of them here. So it's just about making sure people don't take the bait.
How were the respective sides funded in this particular debate?
This is all, you know, all, again, individual donations. And, you know, we've been doing an awful lot of fundraising very rapidly since this process has been put in front of us very quickly. Campaigns are much more expensive here, Sean, to be honest, because, you know, they have television ads that are allowed. So one of the greatest things at home is, and we should never change it, is, you know, TV ads for campaigns, you know, because you can say an awful lot of dishonesty and do a lot of damage in 30 seconds, but they also cost millions. So they estimate anywhere between 70 and 90 million will be spent between both sides of this campaign. So it's a ferocious amount of money on top of the 130 million that it's costing to actually hold the survey itself. So there's a lot of fundraising involved here. And we're trying our best to look like a swan in the water and paddling like crazy underneath the surface.
So do you have a date yet or is that yet to be announced by government?
They're just finalising the details, but we expect the ballots to start being posted in 10 days' time. They're going to try, what the survey wants to do is try and make sure that all the ballots arrive at roughly the same time everywhere in Australia. So they'll stagger the posting since obviously, you know, it's a continent and it's gigantic, and it's going to take a lot longer for the post to get to the Indian Ocean from where we are tonight in Melbourne. So that will, they'll go out starting from 10 days time. They'll be out for 7 weeks, and they have to be back within the first couple of days of November, and we expect a result currently on the 17th. They're just drawing the final guidelines, so, you know, those are subject to a little bit of variation on either side. But 7 weeks is a long time to have ballots on the table, and I think one of the things we're focusing a lot on is, you know, you got to make sure people fill it in fast. They think about 90% of votes are normally cast in the first 3 days if it's postal. That's from where these things happen around the world. Because the problem is, of course, you know, we're all our lives are the same. If you don't do it straight away, it'll sit on the kitchen table, and then the, you know, the electricity bill will come in, the phone bill, and the Woody's brochure, and the local Chinese takeaway menu, and the next thing, it's halfway down a pile, and, you know, you find it in 2 months' time and go, oh, I forgot to do that.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of work going into posting the vote.
So after November then, after the end of November, Tiernan, I know you're in the midst of a campaign now, but have you thought about what's next? Do you possibly have a career where you're just, you know, circling the globe, bringing same-sex marriage to countries that need it?
Oh, God, I hope not. I think two's a charm. But at this stage, my only focus on making sure, you know, we win this. I mean, I came over 18 months ago, we put together the national campaign. We have a phenomenal team of people, and, you know, I have great faith in what we pull together. So, you know, I have 8 weeks to just think about getting this, and then think about getting home for Christmas, because I managed to miss one Christmas at home, and I don't think your mother would forgive you for managing to do two.
A lot of wisdom in that. Tiernan, we wish you the very best. That's Tiernan Brady, our Director of Australians for Equality. Tiernan, thank you very much.
Thanks, Sean.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.